Gary Duffy. Gary, just after beating Armagh here in McCool Park, I suppose, first of all, you've had a few minutes to reflect on the victory. He's had a dig deep there.
Yeah, it was a, you know, we always knew Armagh was going to be very defensive. It was very hard to break him down. There, we were in discipline, opened the game for us. They got a couple of men sent off, and that really was a platform for us to kick on. I felt we were a stronger team in the last 15 minutes. We had the legs over Armagh, and that was a, really was a platform for our victory.
Just looking at the first half, you started off the brightest. You were 7-3 up on Coaston. Armagh just... So I think they kicked in 10 balls in the first half. They didn't get 9 of them. They got one of them and they got a goal and got back into the game.
Yeah, Mark McKeever is an exceptional footballer and will go on and play senior football for Armagh, no doubt. He was their biggest threat. We were always worried of him and watching him, and he wasn't long plucking the goal when he gets the big ball, and there was a wee slip maybe by our sweeper and fullback, and you know, you can't let Armagh get chances like that, or you're going to be punished. And that there, maybe it did no harm going in with a point down. It gives a wee bit of... home truth to be dealt with in the change room at half time, and we dealt with them well. The boys responded well. They didn't want to leave tonight behind them. They felt that there's another game or two in them, and we believe that, you know, we're never far away. Donegal team, it was a championship battle out there, and one thing we asked for was character in the change room, and they showed character in the second half, and they went out and they delivered a good performance, which thankfully got us over the line.
I suppose on that second half period, you looked for a response, you got it straight away. Johnny McGrady kicked one of his points, all of 9 that he got. It was the response that you wanted, but then again, just a little bit of lack of, communication between the defence, and they got in for another goal.
Yeah, that's what happens, you know what I mean? Like I said about Mark McKeever, when you kick directly into it, we try to stop the ball being kicked in. They did kick it in straight away after Johnny's fantastic point, you know. So look, at the end of the day, you know, you only get asked the team to, you know, to go out and perform well, and when they hit a sucker blow second half, it came early, so it did, and when that score came early, we were able to respond and kept chipping away at them. And that's the one thing, we didn't press the panic buttons, which we did in the first half, and I think because we got that wee bit of hit in the first half, we were able to settle down and realise it could come at us again, so we didn't panic when the goal went in. So thankfully we just kicked on, and then our subs made a big difference tonight when Senna Rooney got injured. Paul O'Hare came in and had a magnificent game, and of course Shane Monaghan did what his uncle Brendan can do, has hit the net, and that there is key.
Those goals were key. Donegal didn't look like getting those goals, but from a mistake from an Armagh point of view, good work by Johnny, and I suppose, as you indicated, Shane got the first and he got the second. That really put the game to bed.
Well, look, we did an Alison Armagh. They didn't go short all year, and we used it that the way they're going to be set up, they're going to have a man or two back, so they might try that, and then maybe the keeper didn't have enough games to try that, and we said we might be able to poach something out of it, and we did, and thankfully we did, and we got on the right end of it. And once we got on the end of it, you know, it was really game on for us, and then the second goal really put the icing on the cake for it.
And he's indicated on your subs, you used a full bench this evening. You had to, really, because it was a championship affair. There was that, you know, if you could beat this evening, you're gone. So, you know, your players responded, but now they've another task.
Yeah, look, I'm here in this cabin now, so look, it's something we have to look forward to, embrace the challenge. Go and try, have a blueprint for that ready for next week, because it's not going to be easy. So it's not, Cavan's a good outfit, we played them here, they ran us very close for long periods of game in the league, so they're coming with a championship bite on them as well. So look, we have to be ready for it, and we are going to be. The boys we're planning recovery sessions now, and hopefully get back at it during the week, and hopefully we're ready for Cavan next weekend.
Injury wise, looking at the injury stats, is there a few bumps and bruises in there?
There certainly are a few bumps and bruises, but considering about sending at the minute, and Conal McFadden, our physio, is working hard with him in there, and hopefully the news and report's going to be good. We just have to wait and see.
Before I let you go, suppose, were you surprised, the talk coming into this game, Armagh were going to set up very, very defensively? Not as much, I don't think. Would that be fair to say?
No, they got one or two players back. They made a big difference on it, and you know, but they did catch us on the breaks by kicking the ball in. They're excellent kickers, the ball in, and driving into the forward line, which really that caused us some problems. But on that there, we found them hard to break down. But at the end of the day, we still had high scores, 2-18, 2-19 was it, and we had very high scores. So it wasn't bad against the defensive team.
And that's something you're looking forward to next weekend. Cavan, we know what it is. Cavan, look, they got defeated this evening. They play you next time out. Is that something that might play into your hand?
Look, it's all back to square one again. As championship football, anything could happen. To be twists and turns next week again. Hopefully we've got the legs and not too many injuries that we can get over Cavan. They're going to be approving a different challenge. It's back to the blueprint to see what we can do to crack that nut.